As a ninth-generation native of the community, Rebecca Bidlack's run for House District 1 is personal, as she notes with this bit of family trivia.
The first meeting of the Florida legislature was actually held in the home of my fifth-great grandfather, Don Manuel Gonzalez, who helped build Gonzalez, Florida, in the north end of the county, which of course makes up a big portion of the first state house district.
Bidlack currently serves as executive director of the nonprofit Coalition to Reduce Spending. Now 27 years old, she's making her second run for political office. In 2016, she was one of seven Republicans to challenge for Northwest Florida's open congressional seat won by Matt Gaetz.
You know, right after the primary, that certainly wasn't first on my mind. I was ready to not run for office, you know, for a very long time. But the fact is there's a lot to do, especially at the state level. The decisions that we make have a very direct impact on people's lives. And the seat coming open with Representative Ingram being term limited, it's important to get the right kind of representation from my hometown. And so I just decided to do it.
In the past year of campaigning, Bidlack has raised $158,000, which is more than any other candidate in the race. She recently rolled out her first TV ad.
Isn't it time for a fresh conservative voice who will work with President Trump in Florida? That's Rebecca Bidlack, a conservative outsider, not a politician. Bidlack is 100% pro-life and is endorsed by the NRA for defending the Second Amendment.
I'm Rebecca Bidlack.
Like primary opponent Mike Hill, Bidlack wants to roll back some of the gun provisions in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act. But with descriptors such as fresh and outsider, the campaign ad aims to distinguish her conservative candidacy from that of Hill, who served 3 years in the House before vacating the seat to run for state Senate in 2016. If elected, Bidlack, who has the support of Republican incumbent Clay Ingram, says her priority will be to represent what she calls, quote, panhandle values.
We are a very conservative, small government friendly area. You know, people care about protecting life and cutting wasteful taxes and spending, and they care about protecting our Second Amendment rights. And that's not always exactly in line with the rest of the state, certainly. And we're a small area of the state. And so being able to be a strong voice for these values that we hold dear is incredibly, incredibly important.
Also important to Bidlack is protecting the region itself as it undergoes rapid growth, particularly in the area around Navy Federal Credit Union. Specifically, she wants to ensure adequate infrastructure and public safety, as well as workforce training for newly created jobs. Additionally, she notes the special circumstance of House District 1, which has two borders with Alabama, and is often first to feel the pinch of the state's economic policies.
There's a reason why we have to drive to Foley to get to certain stores. And part of that is because Florida is the only state that penalizes business rentals. We add a tax on top of business rentals. And of course, in the panhandle, we see that very directly, that what happens is, well, they just go about 15, 20 minutes to the north or to the west where they don't have to pay that fee on top of it.
Bidlack plans to continue Ingram's work to get rid of the commercial lease tax. Moving to the proposed constitutional amendments, she's hesitant to weigh in, saying approval or rejection is strictly up to the voters. But she did go on the record opposing Amendment 4, which calls for restoration of voting rights to eligible felons with certain exceptions. And then she pivoted to a different approach to the situation.
My priority as a lawmaker is to make sure that other things, so many things, aren't felonies. There are hundreds of things that end up being felonies that we're tasking our law enforcement with taking care of.
In 2018, Rebecca Bidlack is one of about eight dozen women vying for legislative seats in Florida. And as she awaits her 28th birthday, looks to be part of the youth movement that's now making its mark.
I'll be serving with several 21 and 22-year-olds, and I am really excited, particularly as a conservative, to see the next generation going in a conservative direction, because it's about our future.
Bidlack faces Mike Hill and Lisa Doss in the Republican primary election on August 28th. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.